Biden's You Can't Love Your Country Only When You Win, a contrast to Michelle Obama's First Time Pride. By Joel B. Polak on September 2, 2022. President Joe Biden admonished Americans Thursday night in Philadelphia that you can't love your country only when you win. A curious contrast to Michelle Obama's infamous statement that she was only proud of her country once her husband was winning. Biden, who delivered a primetime address at Independence Hall demonizing MAGA Republicans as a threat to the nation, said, "Democracy cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election, either they win or they were cheated. And that's where MAGA Republicans are today." Applause. They don't understand what every patriotic American knows: you can't love your country only when you win. Applause, it's fundamental. In 2008, when then-Senator Barack Obama, D.E.L., began racking up primary wins against Hillary Clinton, future First Lady Michelle Obama said, "For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country, and not just because Barack has done well, but because I think people are hungry for change." The implication was that she did not love her country when she, her husband, and her personal political beliefs were not in the ascendancy. As for being cheated, many Democrats claimed that Donald Trump stole the 2016 election, including Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, who continued to claim, despite her concession speech, that Russia had delivered the presidency to Trump, and that he was an illegitimate president. Biden's address, set against a red background, was widely panned for its tone, and for the fact that he used two Marines in the backdrop during what was a partisan political diatribe. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.